My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And welcome to the Duckfeed State of the Union 2026.
Yeah, I almost said bad? Yeehaw Roundup.
Yeah, it's not a roundup, it's a round in.
Mm-hmm.
Actual union bad, our union good.
Yeah.
We have done these once a year, basically, for the last like several years, mm-hmm. when we make changes to anything.
Yes.
We usually do these in December. A lot of things are going on in December. But we like to, one of the things about being independent is that we, you know, make up things as we go along. We have a lot of freedom. Mm-hmm. We want to revisit our assumptions and make some changes, reevaluate things.
Yes.
And we're going to do that. We're not stagnant mm-hmm. in this. So hopefully we can keep things interesting, kind of improve what we're doing. And we really appreciate everybody who is listening and everyone who is understanding as we do it.
Yes. So let's get into the changes, and going to put this one first because it is the most major and it will read as kind of a bummer, but if you're hearing this, it likely won't affect you.
Yes. So we don't like asking for money. When we first did this 12 years ago, we, you know, made huge apologies. We fell over ourselves. We've kept our tiers the same since 2014. Mm-hmm. We kept adding things into them as this went on. So we are going to be changing our prices. The important thing, though, the headline is, if you're backing us on Patreon right now, nothing's going to change.
Right.
We're grandfathering everyone in. We really appreciate the people who have got us where we are now. Mm-hmm. We're not going to Netflix you, basically.
Right. We're not turning up the temperature on you slowly.
Yes. We're not trying to boil a frog here.
No.
If you are a patron, you're locked in. Mm-hmm. So we're not doing anything about that.
Yeah.
But we are going to raise our pricing scheme for new members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not by very much. Like, this roughly tracks with inflation, you know, since 2014. Wanted to look at that and just wanted to generally keep it modest because we like, you know, we talk about ourselves. We joke that we do too much. Like, I don't know. I like maintaining a little bit of a generous character.
Yeah. Well, it's also just, I don't know how else we'd do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, you know, you do the thing that you have, you be the creature you are.
Yes.
You know, is kind of it. But the, I would rather under-promise and over-deliver than opposite.
Right.
You know, makes me feel good about doing this job. Mm-hmm. So the Sparrow tier, the lowest tier, is going from $3 to $4. The Duck tier, which is the primary tier, mm-hmm. the money tier, is going from $5 to $7. The Eagle tier is going from 10 to 13, and the Condor tier is staying where it's at, $25.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk about this, like, things that are in those are not going to go away or anything like that.
No.
This is just to update things to kind of reflect changes broadly.
Changes, you know, inflation time has and passed. Additional stuff we've done. Nothing that is currently public is going to go private.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that. And again, I just really want to emphasize this. If you're already a patron, you're fine. Nothing's mm-hmm. going to change. These are going to start February 1st. You'll stick there. We want to do this to honor everybody. One thing we can't do is, if you do leave and come back, we can't put you back in the grandfather pricing. Mm-hmm. We don't have the mechanical, technological capacity to do that. Patreon doesn't do it.
Yeah.
You're stuck in. If you leave and come back, it will be at those new prices. And if you're a new mm-hmm. member, it'll be at those new prices. But we are going to try to offset that. We are going to do a little bit more, which is silly because we always complain about that. Mm-hmm. But this is a fun one, which we want to do anyway.
Yeah. So this is the headline, I think, which is we're doubling up on Unfilmable, baby. People like that show an awful lot. We get a lot of good response to it. And Gary, you and I, we really enjoy doing it.
Yeah. We get frequently people say that's the best show on the network. Always hurts my feelings a little bit, but I appreciate it. It is real fun. It's real good. So we're going to do an extra episode per month. And, you know, as is now, we're going to keep ping ponging picks between it. Mm-hmm. But other people have also asked if they want to do executive produce one, like they do a Watch Out for Fireballs. We're going to allow this. So the second pick during the month will be something that a patron can pick. We are piloting it at $200. For this. And the procedure will be really similar to picking a game for WAF.
Yes.
Watching a movie is easier than playing and covering an entire game. So we're still going to ask for multiple picks, but we're probably going to do your first pick. You know, don't do a TV show, don't do a full season of a show, and don't do something hateful. This is the abject suffering, like, we'll never cover Custer's Revenge thing because it's gross. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do something gross.
Yeah.
But if something happens and we don't do your choices, we'll give you a full refund. We've always done that, even for off picks and stuff. We're not here to bilk anybody. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll be doing these. And in the event that we don't have a pick for that month, this is where we're going to put things that stretch the definition a little bit. Mm-hmm. So for example, we both just rewatched RoboCop to talk about RoboCop. It'd be a fun movie to talk about. It's not a horror movie, but this kind of bonus slot would be a fine place to do that episode without starting a whole separate show. The plan would be mostly still sticking to horror media, but every once in a while, something's going to sneak in there and it's going to be in that bonus slot. So the main slot remains more pure.
Yes. Will we distinguish whether something is a main slot episode or a bonus slot episode? Probably not.
To a degree. You know it when you see it.
Yeah.
You know, the feel bad rainbow and then like occasional forays into the feel pretty good rainbow in that second slot, probably.
RoboCop is basically a Frankenstein story and it's one of the goriest movies I've ever seen.
It's so gory. But like one of the things, I mean, we're going to talk about this tomorrow at length. Yeah. The any other movie, it'd be a horror movie and he'd be the villain.
Uh-huh.
But he's the unquestionably the hero and everyone else is a villain. It's so fucking good. It's basically a perfect film. Watched it last night. So goddamn good. Mm-hmm. Other things we're doing. We're going to be doing some streaming. Mm-hmm. This is because Kay is going to live here now.
Yeah.
By here, I mean Portland, not here in my office, but not far. We're going to live in semi-adjacent neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be easy to do couch co-op kind of streaming stuff. Mm-hmm. Or couch, not necessarily co-op, but couch streaming.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna set up my apartment to be able to do that. You know, that's the nice thing about, like, I kind of picked the spot to be able to do that a little bit, you know, like plenty of, you know, space for that, which is cool. And we're going to be in the same time zone, so it'll be easier to like plan stuff too. So we've got, you know, a few ideas of what this is going to be, and we have a rough idea of like the regular time. Like the regular day that we're going to do that. That is something that obviously we can't really move on until I am out there. So this is going to kind of take effect a little bit later. But we want to let you know that this is, you know, we want to try and expand our offering a little bit. And streaming is a good way to do that.
Yeah. And this will be any number of things. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some ideas for it, but just keep an eye on the space. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
As a thing. We're also, for people listening to this who are patrons, starting in February, we are moving our community chat from Slack to Discord.
Yes. This is right before their shadow IPO like thing that they put in. We'll see how that goes. But Slack is not a good fit. It has served us for 12 years, but it is not made for communities like ours. It's made for, you know, your job and stuff. And so there's some niceties, there's some things that we can do. And I look forward to that, you know, being a little bit more functional, and maybe getting some people, go there for some community engagement kind of stuff.
Yeah. And I look forward to you doing that. Mm-hmm. I've said over and over and over, people keep asking us about Discord. This isn't a secret that I don't like it. It's fine though. I'm free being wrong. This is going to happen at February here. So we'll be transitioning over end of February. So there'll be some overlap. Mm-hmm. Just worth noting, you mentioned this as well, but this does not mean we are fully endorsing any company. This is just the nature of being alive now. So Discord might suck as a direction as a company. They might start doing some bullshit of like scraping for AI and things like that. We might have to change things. We don't know. But we are going to flip on over. So keep an eye on that.
Yep, we're keeping an eye on that, and we're gonna try and make sure that no annoying shit gets into the community. But otherwise, it's gonna be the, you know, same community, kind of the same, you know, the same idea, being a place for fans to connect with each other.
So executive producer changes for Watch Out for Fireballs. We are changing the prices on those as well, modestly, and changing how abject suffering demands work. part of the reason is by now we are still booking these way ahead, you know, which my dumbass business brain tells me like, oh, you know, there's a demand for this. Mm-hmm. And again, time, you know, inflation. So yeah. Executive producing a Watch Out for Fireballs will go from $300 to $350 mm-hmm. As a thing. Abject Suffering is going to go where this is going to be a thing you can purchase on the store.
Yes.
So it is $25 or $50 rather to purchase on the store. If you are a $25 backer, you'll still get a demand with your pledge. You're going to get a coupon mm-hmm. that does it. Yeah. And because of the way the store works, this will still be one demand per year.
Yes.
This is for people who do not want to fiddle with their Patreons, but do want one Abject Suffering to go through.
Yep. So watch for those to go up. The store is going to be a little bit of a happening place too, because in addition to those executive producer charge changes, we're going to be offering episodes and collections up on the store. This is a response to a demand.
Yes.
Nobody's holding her. Not demand. There is demand for this. People have requested the ability to, instead of coming in and doing a monthly, a monthly pledge that they might forget to cancel, etc. They're pretty sure they just want our coverage of one particular game, or they want to, you know, try us out with one particular episode outside of the context of an ongoing pledge. This is a way to do that. And Patreon offers the ability to sell individual posts and collections.
And to clarify, you can still patronize and get the back catalog.
Yes.
We're not taking that away. That's fine. We, you know, again, that's good to us that mm-hmm. you can do that. This is, people want it.
Yeah.
You know, so this is, you know, the kind of ideal use case for this might be like somebody is just a Bonfireside Chat listener
mm-hmm.
and they want our Elden Ring coverage.
Yeah.
They can buy it as a chunk if they'd like. Mm-hmm. Individual episodes will be $3. That's because that's the minimum price Patreon will allow us to set. And mm-hmm. then collections are going to be about $1 per hour or so. Some of them will be discounted at that point. Not every episode in the bundle will be premium in some cases. We'll mm-hmm. figure all this stuff out. We'll figure it out. And this stuff will be up shortly on the store if that is of interest to you.
Mm-hmm. So go check it out. In addition to looking at the collections as a way to, find like episodes. And just really want to underline here, what we're not going to do is make it so that anything that you would expect to get from a, you know, from a tier, you would have to back at the tier and then, oops, here's an upcharge to get this particular, to get this thing that you actually wanted. That's not our speed. That's not the way we want to run things. The only time I can think that something would be exclusively as a purchasable deal is if it's a charity bundle, which we are going to, look at doing again. And obviously we would just keep track of those coming in and donate the proceeds from there. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've done that before. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be anything new. We just haven't done it in a minute.
Yeah.
We are busy. Okay. Patreon also has started offering the capability to do annual membership, and we're opening those up. If you want to sign up for a year of DuckFeed all at once, you get a 10% discount.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to include the instructions on how to do that. Again, up to you. But this is something that Patreon says, hey, some people want this. We want to give you the choice. If you'd like to do it, do it.
Yep.
You can get in for a year and get a discount if you know you're going to be in us for the long haul.
Yeah. Take a look at the how to do that kind of article that is linked in the post, because there are all kinds of weird Byzantine rules about, like, if you decide you want a refund, etc. That ends up getting complicated. Regardless, we'll settle things as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. We have historically been real good about refund stuff if anybody has had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon also has added the ability for fans to gift memberships. Mm-hmm. to other fans. This is not something that they broadcast very well, but we just want everyone to know about it. So if you have a friend who would like the show and you want to buy them a membership, you can as a gift or mm-hmm. what have you, or just as imposition. you can do it however you like. This is something that's going to be around.
Previously, if you wanted a gift to somebody, you could only gift for new subscriptions. That's not the case with this. You can even just spot somebody a couple of months if you would like to.
Yeah. So just know you can do that, and there'll be instructions here in this post how to do that. And we'll put it in our welcome pack, our landing page thing.
Yeah.
As a thing. We would like to have a subreddit for this. Yeah. We are not going to moderate it. So the, you know, Reddit being what Reddit is, it is useful. People share information on there. This is a Gary push. I was looking on Reddit and saw people being like, hey, are there any Baldur's Gate 3 podcasts? And me thinking how useful it would be just to be able to link them to the Duckfeed Reddit if there was one.
Yeah.
There isn't. You know, and also you can't self-promote on Reddit. We did that once with Everything to Guppy and got screamed at by weirdos. I got accused of not being myself like many times. Like, how am I not myself? So if you have any expertise in this area, if you're at all interested, please reach out. You can reach out at gary@duckfeed.tv. And be happy, or on the Slack. Mm-hmm. And we'd love it if somebody would take this on, if you already do this, or this is something that's interesting to you.
Yeah.
We're not going to be on it all the time, but we do want a place for that. So this is kind of a call. You know, if you're looking for a way to, you know, if you like us and you support us, you're looking for a way to give back that is not necessarily financial, this is one way to do it.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the extent of it. More Unfilmable is really exciting. You know, I like talking about movies. And I'm happy that we're going to be, you know, sometimes there are changes for us and sometimes there are changes, for, you know, people asking for stuff. This is a little bit of both. I'm happy that we're going to be able to meet an expressed desire, for our fans. And also it's going to be real fun because I like doing it.
Yeah. It's a real fun show to do. And it juices up that tier a little bit. Mm-hmm. Which is nice. And this is kind of part of a suite of things that we can do with K-Moving. Mm-hmm. You know, so for example, when we watch a miserable ass movie for adaptation to Care Unfilmable, I get to watch it with my lovely wife Liv, and Kay watches it alone in a dank cell. And no longer the case. Kay can now come over and we can have fun watching it. Uh-huh. That's just one of the many things we can do.
My new apartment doesn't even have a dank cell.
Yeah, I know. You upgraded. Uh-huh. We're talking about doing like a Duck Fest again, an in-person thing, doing some kind of live events, things like that. Duckstream is going to be different and more fun because it's going to have all of us there. There are a lot of cool changes that are coming with us. So bear with us as we kind of make these growing changes. Bear with us, you know, if any schedule hiccups happen because of the move, Kay's moving across country, it's really fucking hard. But this is all exciting stuff, and we really appreciate you listening and being on board and supporting us to get here.
Yes. Yeah.
If you have questions, let us know.
Yeah. We'll be looking at the comments for this post as they come in, and we'll do our best to answer them. Whenever there is something like this, there's always an angle that we didn't foresee. Yeah. So if there's something that's like, hey, this is actually a huge problem, you know, then we want to know about that now, as opposed to before we get too pot committed for anything. So,
and it also could be a thing where you ask a question and instead of answering, we give you the stalling. That's a good question. We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
But we're not ignoring it. We're taking this real seriously. Neither of us like asking for money or doing anything like that. It feels gross.
The most valuable thing we have is your trust, right? Like, we want to be really ginger with that.
Yeah, I don't want to treat anybody the way I would not want to be treated, while also recognizing the economic realities of the world, you know, a little bit. So the because of that, we're going to be as transparent as possible. We've always done that. Happy to answer any questions, happy to field any concerns. Hopefully we can make this smooth for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for your ongoing support. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Hopefully this year, is better than the last and, hard to be worse. Not so far, but
yeah, no, it's doing pretty good.
Still early in the year.
Yeah. True.
It's only 15 days. So like, there's a lot of room to go up.
Yeah.
At this point. In a couple major ways. So hopefully that is true. And I hope everybody's healthy and good.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get through this.